A man with a history of violent sexual assaults involving children has allegedly re-offended in Kelowna. BC United Party leader Kevin Falcon spoke at a press conference on February 29, asking why the public was not notified of convicted sex offender Taylor Dweck's release from prison. "This government neglected to notify the public that there was a dangerous pedophile like this in their presence," said Falcon. Dweck had previously served multiple sentences for convictions of sexual assault. Dweck is now being accused of assaulting an 11-year-old girl in Kelowna, said Falcon. Kelowna RCMP Corporal Michael Gauthier has confirmed that Dweck is currently in custody. According to Gauthier, police had requested that a public interest disclosure, PID, be issued prior to Dweck's release. Gauthier said the threshold was not met in this case based on the totality of the circumstances, and the RCMP's request for a PID was denied. The BC Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General Mike Farnworth also spoke in the legislature on Thursday, February 29, saying he is very angry over what has happened. The minister said he has ordered an investigation into all provincial and federal agencies, including BC Corrections, that were involved in the decision to deny the RCMP's request for a PID. "I want to be sure there were no system failures and everything that should have been done is done because, quite frankly, this should never have happened," he said. There is no timeline for when the investigation into the decision not to issue a PID regarding Dweck's release from prison will be completed. "We are going to make sure this never happens again," reiterated Farnworth in confirming the investigation is currently underway. Black Press Media has submitted a request for comment from BC Corrections but did not receive a reply by the time of publication. In 2020, the Abbotsford Police Department issued a public notice that Dweck was being released from custody and would be living in the community. The release stated Dweck has a criminal history that includes two counts of sexual assault of a person under 16 years of age and sexual assault with a weapon. Read more. Fraser Valley sex offender charged again less than 2 months after prison release. In 2018, the Parole Board of Canada denied Dweck's application for parole, saying there were reasonable grounds to believe that he was likely to commit an offence causing death or serious harm to another person. The board noted that although Dweck had taken sex offender and other programs in prison, he continued to minimize his offences and was resistant to talking about them, nor did he have a release plan to manage his risk in the community.